Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And fat boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. It's real really Facebook is. Arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. People like Sean Pace.
If you say it's not, we'll fight you.
Or is it Peace? It's Peace.
Peace.
People like Zach Foster, many others. All right.
many others.
Sent in by the P1s. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
Folks, this is Facebook fussing. If you able to, go on YouTube, on our channel, at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and subscribe and like and follow.
Smash it. Get that bell notification. Let you know when we're live.
You can watch the live video stream of this. But if you can't or can't, you can watch it on Instagram, X, and Facebook shortly after. Oh, you. Let me put mine on.
We got one OTC.
Well, I don't want to copy.
Oh, I'm the only OTC today.
Yeah. Plus, I'm wearing the Dusty T-shirt, so I can't wear Bloodline merch.
I got the pepper necklace.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Roman who?
Roman what?
So what if he's hot and women love him?
He's no Aquaman. Jason Momoa. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Myrtle Beecher Stowe is Matt Mann.
What a name.
Playing the role of Dam Laporta is Paige. Playing the role of Dr. Sausage is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Big Uzi Horizontal is Matt Mann.
That's a good one.
And action. Well. Happy birthday to me. 75 years young today. Balloon emoji. Chocolate donut emoji.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle Beat Stowe. Now, I've never asked a lady her age, but I gotta say, you don't look a day over 29. Hope you have a great day. Got any plans? Big plans.
And bit her a bit off her tongue. Damn, Laporta. Better stop with that now. I ain't sure I can handle what you got, winking emoji.
Whoa, Miss Myrtle. Is it damn Laporta family? That's gross.
What? I don't think she meant like that, Dr. Fawcett.
Yes, the hell I did, eggplant emoji. And don't even start that family mess. You know Moses and Lilana divorced many moons ago, so no blood relations here.
I don't even know who Dr. Fawcett is.
Lilana?
Don't be talking to Miss Myrtle like that. Anyway, Miss Myrtle, are you going out to dinner for your birthday?
Well, yes, I am. But, you know, at my age, like, dinner's at 4:30 p.m. Ain't no late night eating. My digestion just does not allow it anymore. But I am excited. I'm going to my favorite restaurant.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle. What's your favorite spot?
To kiss my ass.
Excuse me, Dr. Sausage? Are you talking to me? I'll break your damn jaw.
Relax, man. I was talking to Dan for what he said earlier.
Oh, okay, my bad. We're good then. I will not break your jaw. Sorry about that, Doc. I know you was probably in sugary or helping a patent. Big Uzi Horizontal,
you a damn pussy for backing down that quick. Also, Dr. Sausage ain't no real doctor. He owned a food truck to sell hot dogs and sausage sandwiches that taste like purity S-word.
Appreciate the kind words, Myrtle. You coming by my truck for dinner then? You never said what you're eating.
Oh, hell no, Dr. Sausage. Your food tore me up like 9 ways to Sunday. I had diarrhea for 10 damn days. Well, 3 skull emojis. But I apologize. Oh, I'm turning to Dusty Rhodes. But I apologize for calling you a pussy, Big Uzi Horizontal. I like simple food, you know, meat and 3 vegetables, cafeteria style food. So I probably just go to a S&S cafeteria.
Wait, Miss Myrtle, didn't you mean S&S cafeteria?
Yes, Big Uzi, that's what I said, a S&S cafeteria.
3 crying laughing emojis. Miss Myrtle beats it so I don't think you realize what you just typed.
So, what you get at AS&S cafeteria? Rump roast, 2 big eye emojis.
Oh no, crying laughter emoji. Do they serve buttered corn too?
I bet she orders asparagus on the side.
Maybe some honey buns for dessert.
Oh man, don't forget the tiki masterpiece.
Oh, thank you, my potatoes.
Well, you can kiss my old ass, all right? My whole ass, okay? Y'all think you're so damn funny. Let me remind you all of something, all right? I used to be in a gang, okay? I did 3 bids in the pen, and one of those was for bank ganking, so.
Damn!
What?
No, I mean like, damn. Not you, damn.
Listen, let me tell you, if y'all keep playing with me here on my birthday, I ain't against cutting you with the same knife that I'm using for my birthday cake. Birthday cake emoji, knife emoji.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your meal, Miss Myrtle.
Happy birthday, Miss Myrtle. Please, don't stab me.
Free chili dog next time you come by.
Damn right, sucker. Happy birthday to me.
NC. Yeah. Was she supposed to be deaf? That's how it came on.
Paige asked me, she said, let me ask you a quick question. And I said, you've never asked me a quick question. I said, okay. She said, what does damn sound like? I said, sound like Dusty Rhodes. Throw a little Dusty on there. But it was more like deaf Dusty Rhodes without a tongue. It worked.
It really was.
It worked. I was inspired by Fat Albert for one of my verses. You want people to look forward to coming to work? Go screen shoot some of their Facebook threads, okay, and then pass them out at the, you know, in the break room or the water cooler area or what have you, and just do these.
How many times have we had people say, you know, that was mine?
That was mine.
It was my fussing guys. Shout out.
I'm private. Who sent that to me? Who sent that to you guys?
That's the other thing too. They try to figure out who sent it.
I know it was private. Her. She's still stalking me and trolling.
This bitch woman, who I thought was my friend.
But evidently, damn not.
Okay. It starts a whole other argument.
All right, so we had to split it into two. So if you missed the first part, you'll be able to go back and listen to it or watch it. We're still in Facebook fussing. Scene number two. Playing the role of Gerrymandering is Fat Boy.
Ni hao mo.
Playing the role of Sally Mander is Paige. Playing the role of Big Clint is Matt Man. And playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And action.
Gerrymandering is on a mission to expose his former friend, Davis Blanks, while simultaneously exposing himself to law enforcement. He posts the following.
Hey, let me tell you all something about Davis Blanks, okay? And let's see what he does with this information. Y'all think he's kind and caring and whatever the hell? Well, he ain't. You want to know how he stays so thin? It's meth. It's all meth. He's conniving, manipulative, and smokes more meth than you can even make in a day. I hope you lose your damn job, Davis. And they drug test you immediately. You stupid, dumb ass age.
Whoa. Hang on. It's definitely rumors. You can't prove any of this.
Hey, man. The hell I can't. You know how I know he's a meth head? Because he gets it from me.
Bro, if he gets it from you, then don't that make you a damn meth head too? Besides, did you just snitch on yourself?
Hell yes, I did. And I don't care. I want the whole town to know what a hustler and a piece of blank he really is. But I ain't no damn methy.
So you're gonna snitch. Even if it means sitting in a jail cell for God knows how long. Three crying laughers.
I don't give a blank. The police need to see this so they can pull his ass over. He's always holding. So police reading this right now, pull his ass over.
Boy, this is pretty damn stupid. I gotta be honest with you. I'm serious. That's pretty stupid.
Hell no, it ain't. This dip blank puts on a face in public, but behind closed doors, he's in my living room buying my damn rocks.
Wait, didn't you just post about this dude a few weeks ago?
Hey, Jerry, yeah, I seen it too. You was talking about how y'all fought or how he got so high that he got locked up, like, outside in the code. Like, that was hilarious. Like, two crying laughers.
Man, whatever. Stay out of my business, blank liquor.
Bro, like, you put it on Facebook. That's on you.
Maybe this will teach you to quit running your damn mouth on Facebook.
I'll post whatever I want about that son of a bitch until he freezes over. I want people in Cleveland County to see him different now. See his ass on a stupid bike, too doped up to even know where he is.
Bro, let it go.
Bitch, this ain't frozen. And I'll keep posting until my mission is accomplished.
You do you, dumbass. Two crying laughers.
Why are you taking up for him? You never got screwed over by a friend before?
Yeah, that's what I'm screaming, like, pretty damn wired or weird one that you're taking up for him.
Look, dumbass, I've been screwed every which way you can imagine.
I've heard.
By a friend, literally. Hard in all positions. I'm just here for the laughs, though. I don't know the dude, but this ain't about getting screwed over. It's about jail time. I don't want to be roasted. Don't post your whole damn criminal record on Facebook.
Hell, you rot, Sally. I mean, but this ain't new. Like, old Jerry's been screwed up since high school.
How the hell do you know that?
I know because we all used to huff paint together after school every day, three crying laughers.
They're insane, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, somebody on hold says they need to talk to you, Matt Man, specifically you.
Is it a bill collector, perhaps?
No, I don't think so.
Hang up.
They've tried to do that before, though. Tried to trick us. It's very important, and she's an anonymous mystery woman.
Ooh, that's important. And it's a mystery anonymous woman. Or not anonymous, which one? Anonymous mystery or mystery anonymous?
Anonymous mystery woman.
Anonymous mystery woman. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Okay, I don't even know how to start this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Matman, do you remember Myrtle Beach 2018?
Myrtle Beach 2018. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me do some quick math in myself.
This is a long time ago.
I've been there. I know I haven't been there in 5 years. Why? Was that bike night week or bike week night or bike week? I think is what I'm looking for.
I don't know, but
that would have been after. I don't know. Why do you ask that?
This is already getting good.
I honestly wasn't even sure that I should do this on the air, but I've tried reaching out before on Instagram and you never responded to my DMs. And I figured, hey, this is my only way you'd actually hear me out.
What's he talking
now,
about?
Now, listen, hold on. Did I do anything illegal or?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. What a way to start it off. All right.
It's pretty mysterious.
Yeah. Okay. I have no clue what you're talking about. No offense. I do not remember if I went to I don't know if I went to Myrtle Beach in 2018. Like, I don't.
Wow. You really don't remember.
No.
I guess that shouldn't surprise me. It was probably just a one night to you.
Oh, wow. You don't remember one night?
Look. This is dumb. I mean, it's not dumb, but like, I haven't done anything illegal. She said that, but like, if I can find my phone, if you tell me when you sent your DM, I don't know that I want to go. Like, you tell me when you sent the DM, and I'll go look at it. Like, when'd you send
it? Phone? What? Wow, you do really need to grow up. Listen, I sent this a while ago. And this isn't bad. I wouldn't do that to you or something like that on the air. But I'm not going to lie, it does kind of hurt, though. And it was just one night to you, I guess. And that's
wait,
it.
Wait.
Okay, that's what it is.
Are we talking about like a romantic night?
Oh.
Yeah. It was something, all right.
Oh, Batman. You dog.
Okay.
You don't even remember.
This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy. Like, who are you for real?
For real? really, you kept calling me Red. Do you remember now?
Batman.
Red.
I don't know. A Red. Like, are you going to end up being a dude? Like, this is going to be some kind of joke and your voice is going to change.
I kind of thought that too.
You thought that too, Paige?
It might be. You might want to put her on hold as we try to figure out what's going on here, Batman.
Wow. No, really, Batman, you honestly, truthfully do not remember. You called me Red on the Head.
I swear, like, maybe not finish. I know the end of that quote. Like, I have to say this, like, on my dad's grave, like, I do not remember you or being at the beach in 2018 or, like, none of that. No offense, I promise. I just wow. do not.
Well, offense is taken. And that's really funny because you sure did remember that night. Maybe you'd remember if I mentioned the tattoo.
Oh, damn, a tattoo.
What tattoo? What are you talking about?
Batman, you...
Hey, which one are you talking about? I got a bunch.
No, you don't even remember tracing that little heart on my thigh and saying, oh, that's cute, but you should get one that says Batman was here.
I know. What?
You
no,
have to remember
I would
that.
Never.
I will never forget those words.
That would never. I would
you
not say that.
You are cooked.
That is not.
You're in so much trouble.
I would not say that.
I can't
that.
Believe this is happening right now. A little hard.
This is not.
Seriously, you forgot all about it? You forgot yes. about the hotel balcony, the Cherry Cokes and Jack Daniels, the stupid Bon Jovi karaoke,
hang on a second.
No, I know Cherry Coke and Jack Daniels.
I know for a fact you hate Bon Jovi.
I don't. I'd like old Jovi only, like exclusively. But this is insane. A, I'm scared of heights, so I would have not done it on a balcony. I like Jack Daniels and Cherry Coke, but you could know that from listening to the show. But I did not sing freaking Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, no, fine. I get it. Might have heard all I needed to hear that you truthfully did forget, and that is fine, but I didn't. And neither did Mason.
Oh, wait, who's Mason?
Like, is that the punchline? Like, Mason Dixon line? Like, am I waiting on the D's nuts?
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I mean,
unbelievable.
Who's Mason?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Mason is your son, Batman. Your son.
Do you want to like do this off the air? Like, do you want me to put her on hold or like I don't know.
Yes.
What?
I am very confused now, and I don't know. That I am the same, like, wow. I don't know that I was at Myrtle Beach in 2018.
Oh, you were there. I wasn't even going to say anything. But now, listen, Mason is old enough, and he's starting to ask questions. And he knows about you. He asks, and I tell him, and I just thought that you should know, too.
And you might really want to take this off the air or call Rob once or both.
Like, this cannot... Like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not real. This is not.
Yeah.
Daddy Matt.
It's not.
I feel so stupid. I knew you'd react like this. And that is why I never asked for anything. But if you want proof, I still have that Carhartt shirt that you let me wear. Do you remember that?
What? You kept the shirt? She kept the shirt?
Batman.
There is no... This is...
That's pretty specific, dude.
This is not even... Like, I don't...
Yeah, I will send you pictures if you want proof, and you will see Mason even has your eyes.
Oh, my God. You have a son? What the hell?
And I swear, he does that growl thing when he laughs just like you.
I don't growl when I laugh, do I? I mean, do it. Like,
oh,
say something funny.
Dude.
I don't. I do not. Like,
oh, Daddy Matt.
Like, for real. Come on. What is... Like, what is this? Like, who is this? Like, what is this?
It's your baby mama, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, if you really want to know, Batman, It's called payback, jackass.
From who? Who? You? Them? Y'all bastards.
You were about, look.
Oh my God.
You were about to start crying for real.
No, I wasn't about to cry.
If you found out you had a son.
I was about to cry.
You're going to tear up a little bit, Daddy Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going back and forth in my chair like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel right now, but like.
That's what they call it.
I almost lost it. Oh, I couldn't even say Bon Jovi. I was going to just break and laugh.
Oh, Bon Jovi wasn't a good. Y'all are the freaking worst. Like, you don't even. Like, I want you. Paige poked me in the butt earlier. Fat boy, come here and feel my heart in my
it's
chest.
Like, so dude.
Like you, the pitter patter.
You had it coming, and after the heinous joke that you played on Paige for April Fool's.
Happy April 3rd, you stupid bitch.
She wanted to get you back, and, you know, I volunteered to help too, so. You know, I'm not going to miss out on a good joke.
You stupid bitch.
But you were like, the way you were looking, I mean, for real, you were going.
God bless.
You were nervous.
God bless. I tell you what.
I tell you what. You thought there was a little bearded Matt Mamre.
I honestly thought it was going to be like, first off, Paige, honey, you got me.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You got me good.
I mean, hang on, man. I did too.
You know what?
who is Mystery Chick?
She's my friend Gloria.
She hot?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really hot. She's from California back in the day, and we used to work at Channel 2 together.
What's her name?
I'm sorry. Gloria.
Gloria.
Gloria. Gloria.
Dude, that was some good acting. Like, have we seen your work? Like, I'm sitting here saying, like, oh, my God. And then plus, like, you got, like, a nice little sexy laugh. Like, you know, you made you said she's hot?
Yeah, pretty.
All right. Well, maybe.
She's tall and blonde the way you like them.
I don't plan to be going to California, but if I do, I will call up Gloria and maybe have a go to Spago. Still a thing.
Oh, yes. Let's please do that. But Matt, may I know that I am happily married, so only if my husband can join us.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, he can. Sure he can.
God, y'all do it out there like that. That's why the place is on fire.
She does play basketball, too. Just kidding.
Oh. This is Cameron Brink. Damn it.
Is it?
God. Okay. Wow.
Winner, winner, chicken.
Man, oh man.
Gloria, I wish you could have seen his face.
I just had
I wish I could have too.
I swear
that was priceless.
I just had like Kama Sutra sex with my heart. By that I mean it started racing in a panic, but then I'm kind of going like, Paige, if that was real, you seemed like, I feel like you would have been grabbing the table, holding on. Like this, Fat Boy would have loved it, and he said it like he did.
Happy.
I love it now. This is good.
And then the you mentioned Cherry Coke. That's good, Paige. You get told her that. The Bon Jovi thing. Yeah, that was. God bless, honey. Yeah, I mean, not in a bad way. You're married, but like, you that was good. You
gave her a lot of material.
But dad gum boy, I just like my heart was like nervous, but I'm like, oh, this is, she's going to end up saying, hey, I'm really a man, or you know, do you want to see them, what, these nuts or something. But
it's one of the girls.
God, it was good.
She wasn't
one of the girls that you were looking at the newspaper that weren't real girls. She's a real girl.
She's a real girl?
A real girl.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, well. I vow revenge right now on you, Paige. Actually, on you too, Fat Boy, because
yeah,
you joined her
bad.
In this.
Look at him.
I had to help her. You two are even, though.
Also, California Glory, I'm coming for you. I'm going to set your backyard on fire.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Cherry Cokes and karaoke.
Oh, man. Kudos to you. Thank you, I guess, for that.
That's what your book's
going to
read.
And you up early. God bless. It's 5, ain't even 5:30 out there. Well, good job.
This was worth it.
Wow. Well, thank you. All right. Paige, go show me your Facebook when we hang up. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, California Glory.
Bye,
golly, bum, boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Plus, I mean, how are you kissing his ass? Like, you go and buy him gifts and stuff? I mean, that gets weird. Like, if it was a female boss, you wouldn't be doing that.
Do you dress up like him for Halloween? I mean, how does that work? Don't know.
Did somebody do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow, I must have not went to that one. I don't know that
You don't
one.
Like this person very much.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're good at that. Well, there's only like two people that I don't really like care for. That's good. I mean, you think about where you work right now listening to us. Like, there's more than just two you don't like. So that's pretty good.
Well, you said you dressed like this person at Halloween, and I'm like, wait, did you dress like me at Halloween?
No, that person dressed like someone else.
Yeah, that person dressed like their boss.
Yes.
Oh.
Excuse me, they balls.
They balls. My balls.
Yep.
Here's something fun.
I wish you could just say names. Maybe I will one day. Let me let that Social Security kick in first.
Yeah, don't.
My backup plan.
If it's there.
You know what? It will be. You know why? Because I've heard that my entire life, that it would not be. So
it's very true.
I therefore think that it will be.
So. Oh, my God, it better be.
You paid into it all your life. Might as well be able to reap the benefits.
I don't lose
no
the grand.
Stud.
Don't want you to collect
That's
it.
That's what makes me angry.
Come on, Linz.
Don't collect. I know. It's like,
it's like Nikki Haley.
What a racket.
What, do you want me to be 90 before I can get it?
Or go borrow against your 401k and, quit advertising that commercial. Don't talk people into borrowing against their 401k.
Or doing a backwards-ass mortgage.
No, don't do it. Sell your gold, maybe, but don't.
Sell your gold.
If you need money and you're old, just kind of, like, persevere. Like, power through it. Don't do a backwards-ass mortgage.
Mm-mm. No, and it's not that you're going to leave anything for anybody. It's more or less just, like,
could they take your home before you die?
If you quit, well, they'd do that for anybody who quits paying the payments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just borrow it against it, so it's the collateral. But, yeah, like when we sold our house at Poe Mill, they put a $20,000 down payment on the house, which back then and for that house, that was like, I don't remember what they were asking. I think they were asking $69,000 for it.
Cause, if you can do that now, that is a feat.
And they paid two payments on it and quit paying payments on it and lost it within 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
20 grand and everything.
Money down the hole.
Down the hole. And then the bank's like, well, we'll take it. They're literally just gamblers against our lives. This is what insurance companies and all that stuff. They're just gambling that, all right, you're going to make it. Because if you walk in with any pre-existing conditions, I mean, you're already, the spread's changing a little bit on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're more of a 10-to-1 odds of living for.
You gotta be proactive and not reactive to your mortgage.
Look, I'm gonna be lucky if I make it to 70. So I want to tell them. I want them to know. Hey, well, I'm getting this money, by God. You can get my Social Security.
I love that.
Shush.
Social Security.
Shush.
It's like no one puts the TH on North Carolina. It's North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I go to South Carolina.
S-A-L.
South Carolina. South Carolina. Do you have that thing that I forwarded over to you, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah, I got it loaded
Another fun little Dan's being experimental with stuff. I put up a video the other day from the farm. It was real. Like, it was a like 60-second thing of me just feeding the various animals and stuff. And dude took it and put it to what sounds like a porno music bed underneath it. And it
makes, wow.
Like, that's the way I took it.
I haven't heard it.
Okay. So it sounds like it's, maybe I took it wrong.
Porno form music.
This is real audio from my Instagram reel. But then he added this music to it and made it sound creepy. I don't like
feeding time.
That's right.
That's right. Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing?
Oh my God!
You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, boy? Feeding time. Otis, where you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy. Hey, what you doing? You lick my phone, girl. You give me kisses? Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
That's sexy and creepy at the same time. Man, it's weird.
Like, I realize I'm talking to them like they're kids, and, you know.
It is like, kind of creepy, like, in general.
You give me some sugar? What you doing, sweet girl?
You're out there making
like,
love.
In my years, I'm like 49 years old, dude. What are you calling me? Did you give me kisses?
It's creepy.
I got to go back and hear it dry.
You can find it at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. It's not the one with me and Sting.
No, not that one. Did the beard ever come up with Sting? Like, what are you doing? The Van Dyke, excuse me.
No, I was, you know, again, more just marking out, you know, like keeping my composure, you know. I didn't want to, like, go full Chris Farley and say, dude, Starcade, man, God bless, that was awesome.
Man.
That was so good, Sting. I was just like, I was telling Mark Hendricks, we talked about God. We did.
Oh man! Of all things to talk to Sting about.
Well, I told him. I said, you know what? You realized at a certain point in your life when it was getting out of control with drinking and drugs and all that, and he decided to change and quit laying down with. Do you lay down with fleas and get dogs, or is it the opposite?
Lay down with dogs. And get
whatever
fleas.
The thing is. So he, you know, and he's like, man, I appreciate that. I don't hear that quite often. And I was like, well, I appreciate it because you know. It shows and all that kind of stuff. We didn't talk wrestling a single bit.
So do you appreciate it enough for a free autograph there, Steve?
No, I didn't. I didn't bring anything to get it. I just wanted the picture. I got his autograph before. I just wanted to get a picture of him wearing his full face paint.
Oh.
Did you see in the song, Lick My Phone?
Okay, so.
Can you play that again?
If you watch the video, you will see Alora, who down deep is my favorite. I've come to admit
she's
that.
She's a pretty cow.
She's a, thank
hey,
you.
Baby. She's a, hey, Alora.
She's a mini Jersey. She's 46 inches tall, and she has the longest damn tongue. I mean, if there was like, if I get a lesbian cow in there, like, those two would never leave the barn.
Oh, why would you?
I don't know that you can identify them that way at the auction page. I got a lesbian cow up here. Ooh, show me 250, 250.
We got a lesbo bitch cow for him.
We got a gelded horse.
Best tongue in the business.
We got a three ball colt up here. Let me get 45, 35.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.